For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. It wouldn't be a session of the Tennessee General Assembly without a few Republican-led bills promoting religion in the state. Last year, lawmakers required "In God We Trust" to be displayed in public schools. This year, the Tennessee House of Representatives passed a bill that would allow taxpayer-funded adoption or fostering agencies to invent their own moral standards for adoptive parents. The bill was promoted by a group whose stated goal is to, quote, "bring God back to America." With us again is political analyst Otis Sanford. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm good. Otis, some people assume that the Constitution prevents government-funded entities from discriminating. This would allow them to do that. How does this bill work?
The Constitution does, in fact, prevent discrimination. It seems to me that this bill would allow private agencies, adoption agencies that deal with foster care, to set their own rules about religion, which in turn would discriminate against, say, same-sex couples, maybe people who don't believe in God at all. There are a lot of things in here, but primarily it's about, you know, same-sex couples, and I would put atheists in that group. It would allow agencies getting government money to discriminate, which is a problem.
I thought this debate was settled over wedding cakes and marriage licenses across the state. It seems like Tennessee continues to return to some of these, testing the waters to see what they can get away with.
Well, sure. And I'm sure that they are being led, if you will, by advocacy groups. I mean, these lawmakers in Tennessee are not coming up with this stuff on their own. I don't think they're smart enough to, first of all. We have to keep church and state separate here. This is a problem when we're talking about agencies that deal with adoption, deal with foster care, and getting government money and able to write their own discriminatory rules. That's a problem.
Well, this week we also saw Tennessee Republicans debating which new anti-abortion law will get them into less trouble with federal law. One group supports what's called a trigger ban, which would ban abortion in the state only if Roe versus Wade is overturned by the Supreme Court. Another group wants a so-called heartbeat bill, which would ban any abortion if a fetal heartbeat is detected, which for many women is about the time they realize they're pregnant. Why are lawmakers divided on these two issues?
Well, because the group, the heartbeat proponents, they want to take the first step and just, this is tantamount to getting rid of abortions, and they don't want to wait. The other group, I think, is actually the more pragmatic group here, because if Roe versus Wade is overturned by the Supreme Court, then the trigger bill probably would be able to stand some constitutional muster. The heartbeat bill is totally different. You're not waiting to see what the Supreme Court does on these kinds of things. You know, courts have already decided in other states that the heartbeat bill is unconstitutional. So I would think that the trigger ban folks would be on more solid ground here.
Otis, one of the sponsors of the heartbeat bill is a Cookeville Republican, Ryan Williams. One of his newest measures introduced this week also reflects a concern for children. He wants to let teachers bring guns to school. Now, this is not popular with either teachers or law enforcement, but Republicans say it's cheaper than hiring security guards. Do you see this bill gaining traction this year?
I don't. Now, the one thing that I think has changed, I believe that the current governor, Bill Lee, might be slightly more receptive to this than Bill Haslam was. But having said all that, I just don't see that there's enough will in the entire legislature, including the Senate. This has been around for a while. Teachers don't want it. I know teachers at the higher education level don't want it. I'm a higher education teacher, and I don't want it.
And yet, last year, they passed a law allowing college professors to bring concealed weapons to campus. Have you been affected by that?
No, not in any way. I mean, I don't know of anybody, certainly in my department. I don't know of anybody who did it. Of course, I probably wouldn't know. But again, the issue around grade schools and high schools, getting teachers to arm themselves, I just think sets up a bigger problem. I mean, there's a lot more containment in a high school or a middle school than it is on a college campus. I just see this is being rife with problems that I don't think we need to go down this road.
Right. Does Tennessee get to be the first test case of what happens when a teacher has a mental breakdown with a gun?
Well, that's right. And on top of that, if something happens and somebody's pulling out a gun, you got the police coming into the building and they see somebody with a gun. I just think that we are just going down the wrong road with all of these expansion of people carrying guns that I don't think help society at all. Certainly not at the school level.
Political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each Friday. We'll see you next week.
I'll see you next week.
This is WKNO News.